Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Let's face it, prospects don't fall from the sky. We have to work at getting them consistently so we can sell consistently. After all, even if you and your team have mastered all the questioning, closing, objection handling techniques in the world, you will certainly fail if you don't have any prospects to use them with. So if you find prospecting somehow always slips to the bottom of your to-do list, here are 12 tips that will help you ensure your sales funnel is consistently full of leads. I'm going to run through these 12 tips pretty quick, but stay tuned for future podcasts where we dive deeply into each one of these ideas to show you how you can use it in your business, no matter what you sell or who you sell it to. Number one, sell more products to existing customers. Number two, set a goal for the number of networking events you will attend each month. Number three, reward yourself for closing new business. Number four, take a look at your email list. Number five, ask your current customers for referrals. Six, go for a walk or a drive around your territory or in your market, check out your database, and look to see who is in your territory. Seven, make a habit of having lunch, coffee, or breakfast with at least one new person each week. Eight, be an expert. Nine, volunteer to speak at trade shows, conferences, or host your own. 10, be excellent at what you do. 11, join trade associations or organizations that your clients and prospects belong to. And number 12, send mailings to prospects complete with relevant items of interest, and while you're at it, your customers too. Now, remember, you don't need to pursue all of these ideas at once to become a successful prospector. In fact, it might be unproductive to do all of them at once. But at any one time, you should be involved in at least four of these 12 techniques and make sure the four you choose will evolve over time as you and your company do. So stay tuned for future podcasts, and we're going to dive into all 12 of these in detail so you can start implementing them in your business. Okay, I can't resist. I've got to give you one deep dive into one of these prospecting tips right now. And that's number five, ask your current customers for referrals. The key here is to be as specific as possible. For example, don't adopt a generic, do you know anyone approach? Instead, make a list of all the companies or people you'd like to meet. Approach any existing customers who might have contact with these new prospects and then simply ask, Mr. Customer, I've been trying to get a hold of the VP of marketing at ABC Corporation. You happen to know them, don't you? If it's one of their business partners or associates, or even just a firm that's in the same industry or building, chances are your customers will know that person you want to meet, and they will be more than happy to make the introduction.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.